listening to The Nerve with Ethan and Will. I'm Ethan and this is Will.
Oh, hi there.
We have such a fun packed show today, don't we, Will?
Yes, Ethan. Oh, I'm so excited to really get stuck in.
Oh, me too, Will. On today's show, we're going to talk to a man whose foot has been stuck in a toilet for the entirety of lockdown.
A woman who likes to use cream cheese to remedy hair loss.
And a child who's embodied the spirit of Satan.
Let's see how that's worked out, Ethan.
Oh, yes. Let's see. Roll theme music. Hi, Will.
Hello.
We're back for the first portion of our show.
The very first portion.
So after that lovely intro, I'm going to say we're going to just go drive. I'm the scab man.
Fucking hell. We've started earlier.
We fucking have, mate.
That took us about half an hour to master that intro.
It did. So we really didn't want to have to edit it all together, so we had to make sure we got it all right. It was all in one take rather than me editing it, because I'm too lazy.
Fucking nightmare.
So today we're going to just start with straight bang, right in there with emails and shit, because we've got none.
Oh,
absolutely no.
What are you people doing?
That is a lie, because I have just checked and there are two emails. One of them is from Audio Boom telling me that our subscription is going to renew soon. Thank you, Audio Boom.
Thanks, Audio Boom, for being a fan.
Thank you so much for Audio Boom for emailing us at thenerf@thepaper.com. That's really, really nice of you. We really do appreciate that support.
Audio Boom, if you're listening.
And I think he's purely sent this. I don't even know whether to say his name. He sent us an email purely, I think, because the past two podcasts that we've released, episode 1 and 2, that he has now heard, he's been name checked. And he sort of, I think he sent this email to tell us he's still listening.
Right.
Purely to get a name check.
Okay.
So I don't know whether, I'm going to pass you my phone. You can see who it's from and you can make the decision whether we're just going to leave it or not.
Do you know what? I think because he's a little attention whore doing that.
Yeah.
I think we just never mention him again.
Oh, well, fair enough.
I think we actually cut off all ties.
Remove ourselves from all the group chats now?
Yeah, move to Mexico.
Yeah.
Never speak to him again.
He'll have to wait 3 weeks to get to hear this, to hear the reason why we've just left.
Yeah.
Or we've gone to shove the face of the earth.
But thanks for still listening. Yeah. Anonymous.
Yeah.
He who shall not be named.
Lord Voldemort. Oh, God.
Oh!
He's actually on there. Lord Voldemort used to be on the back of Will's head.
Little known fact, listeners.
So, yeah, as Will says, please do better. We haven't got any email content to deliver today.
We're disgusted with all of you.
I'm so angry at every listener.
Always. I mean, it's a general rule.
Yeah, I'm always angry.
Walking around.
Like the Hulk.
Clenched jaw, clenched fists. So fucking pissed off with everything and everyone. I don't know, fucking panic.
So yeah, bye-bye.
So no emails and shit.
No emails and
no
shit.
No emails.
That was that.
No shit.
That was literally that.
No.
And that was the part of the podcast.
Do.
So I'm gonna fade us out now. And we're gonna fade us back in here.
Hello.
So,
we're back.
We're just back into the normal podcast now.
We're going to rattle through this, aren't we?
Literally.
We might get that half-hour podcast.
Mate, it might be the first half-hour podcast.
Yeah.
We've finally run out of things to talk about. No, I'm sure we'll get into it. So,
my mum's trying to FaceTime video me.
Well, right, I'll get her on the podcast.
Shall we?
Yeah, answer her. Get her on the podcast. Just tell her she's going to be on the podcast. Because I'm not going to edit this out.
Mum, I'm doing the podcast.
All right.
You're on the podcast.
I'm doing the podcast.
Okay.
Do you want a shout out?
Say hello.
Hello.
Hey! She's staying in.
I'll ring you back later.
Yeah, okay. I was just going to tell you about Grandad, that's all.
Oh.
Grandad the
what?
And the form.
The form?
The gift form.
Oh, bloody hell, is he doing that? Nightmare.
And,
I'll speak to you later.
Lovely conversation between
love you. Bye-bye.
Oh, I love you. That's so nice to hear.
That's my granddad, who's not a technophobe. Yeah. Clearly having quite difficulty. Yeah, but quite a lot of difficulty with... Is something
not,
technical.
But is that not just paper he's on this year?
Well,
it's not just a form.
It's not parchment.
Yeah, he's not writing on a quill and he's really, really mad about it.
Yeah.
He's walking around with a clenched jaw, pissed off everything.
Well, where's the scroll?
Yeah. This is how I learned at school.
I need an elder. Where's an elder? The wise man, you know. The fucking wise man.
I can't find any wise men in this fucking village and it fucks me off.
Ruskington, do better with your wise men.
I wish there
where
was.
Where were we?
Oh, I don't know. But
oh,
I
that's
really
completely
wished it,
thrown me.
Oh, totally. But
I should have just fucking ignored her.
No, I like the fact that she's been listening on the podcast.
I quite like it.
Yeah. Might be listening, yeah. Oh, she's just fucking ignored like
so
I usually do.
You can hear just how chaotic and unscripted this is.
Yeah.
And therefore, you should appreciate it more.
Yes.
And share and like and subscribe and 5-star review it.
So we can have a little
and
bit more format.
Send a fucking email. Shit. How hard is it?
In it?
Come on.
In it?
Come on, guys.
It's not much to ask for, for fuck's sake.
Guys, please.
Please help us.
Please.
But the wise man is a funny concept, isn't it? Because who would you, if we now had wise men, who would you go to?
Well, I go to you.
Oh, that'd be, I wouldn't want anyone else to come to me.
No, no, no. Like oh, no, you're my wise man.
I'm your personal wise man.
Oh, I'll throw hands with a motherfucker who tries to come to my wise man. You don't want to catch your smoke.
Without at least greasing my palm.
Grasp my hand with silver.
I tell you who we wouldn't go to as a wise man.
Who?
Piers Morgan.
Oh!
He's been kicked off champagne. Oh!
Just strolling into that little subject there. So as of today,
literally today. So this is the 9th of March. It was my birthday 2 days ago, by the way. No birthday emails
either.
Happy
birthday, Ethan.
Fuck you all. Thank you very much.
We had a little quiet one indoors, didn't we?
Oh, it was lovely. Nice quiet one. Didn't fancy going out this time. But yeah, as of today, Piers Morgan no longer hosts GMB, which is brilliant.
Woo.
Love it.
He's off the airways for a little bit.
For a little,
I'm sure
probably
he'll pop
tomorrow
up somewhere.
Yeah, he will. Of course he will. Like, I liked Piers Morgan's approach on the politicians, holding them to account and going, you know what, you politicians, you sneaky bastards.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, you need a bit of accountability.
I mean, for me, he's got some very unpopular opinions,
mm.
But they're popular with obviously quite a lot of people.
Mm. Wonder why that is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, they've all dated Meghan and been ghosted by her, probably.
And that's literally the whole reason Piers Morgan hates Meghan Markle.
Yeah, it makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
For anyone who didn't know, I didn't actually know until maybe an hour ago.
Yeah.
You were telling me about it.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen this before, there's a clip on the internet, and I would say that I'll put it in the subject of this podcast, but I'm going to edit this in like a week, so I'll probably forget I've even said this. But there is an interview of Piers Morgan talking about him meeting up with Meghan Markle, having some dry martinis and a couple of pints and blah, blah, blah. And then he never heard from her again.
Sends her off in a cab. To a party.
Where she met Harry Windsor.
Harry.
Yeah. Prince Harry, as he's better known. Why would I call him Harry Windsor? What sort of cunt am I?
We were on first name terms.
Oh, yes. Yeah, me and Hazza.
You were in the upper echelons of society.
Always just knocking, rubbing elbows with a sweaty Prince Andrew.
No, because he doesn't sweat.
Oh, well, of course.
Maybe he's lying.
Well, no.
Or maybe he's a lying fucking nonce.
In it. And I think that's really the point I'd like to make today is... Well, let's park with your feelings to Meghan Markle and Harry, yeah? Because quite frankly, I couldn't give a fuck what your feelings are towards them. And please email them us. Please email your feelings
email
to us.
Email
your
feelings.
TheNerve@callsofthefaithful.com. We don't care about them,
list
but we'd love to know
feelings.
We'd love to know what they're about and we'll listen to them. And we will pore over them and we will not make fun of you at all in the next podcast. I think the real thing we all need to think, just remember, and I don't want to be all preachy. We're not going to do a politics episode again, are we? But... we just got to remember that Prince Andrew is probably a paedophile. And I think that's really where we should divert all our attention to now. Just remember that and go, oh, wait a minute. Yes, he did potentially, and the allegations are such that he was not very friendly to a young girl.
Yes.
So we should probably focus on that.
He should, at very least, face trial.
Ooh,
like
you think?
Anyone else would do. Like any other member of society would do.
Literally.
And this
anyone.
Is where the bugbear is, isn't it?
It is.
Young Ethan.
It is.
This is where the bugbear is. Because he didn't have to face any consequences for something he'd potentially done.
Yeah.
And the media ripped apart Meghan Markle for existing.
Yeah, for literally existing.
And it's
and that's
fucking
it.
Wrong.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Because she's not
and
from royal blood.
Yeah. Because and it's the same sort of things that happened to his mum. And yeah. He goes, oh, selfish bastard. Why is he fucking off? I wonder why.
Yeah.
I don't fucking blame him.
No, I would do exactly the same thing.
Run. Get the fuck away
yeah,
from
exactly.
The British.
Save your family.
Press,
yeah.
You've suffered at their hands enough.
Oh, mate. And Harry, if you want to come to the podcast and air your views.
So, yeah, Prince Harry, if you're listening.
please come on.
But no, oh, we'll come to you. Actually.
Oh, yeah, no, if you want
yeah,
to,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'd have to subsidise the travel for us, if
oh,
that's
we will,
okay.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
We haven't the money for
poverty.
That. Yeah, we cannot afford that.
Resorted to making vodka out of potatoes by this point.
It's lockdown, Harry. Help us. No, but seriously, Will and I our views are aligned on very many opinions. Mm. And not that we have massive opinions on the royal family, because quite honestly, we don't care too much about them.
No.
But we just would like this poor woman and this poor fellow who's lost his mum and his poor wife who's been feeling awfully suicidal because she's had no support.
Yeah.
And even if we want to take the race out of it, people say it's not because she's black. Okay, we'll take the race out of it.
Yeah.
There she has been targeted, apparently, every fucking day in the media for years now. And we just need to just lay off her and just be done with it.
But it's the fact that people can't see that it's an orchestrated attack on
yeah.
her.
Yeah,
and it's how can you not see? How could you possibly not see that?
Well, she is an actress. Yeah, well, she's an actress, and you're saying she's
so
she's an actress,
what? She's
but but you're also criticizing her and accusing her of infiltrating into the royal family. So what is she? An actress or a mastermind?
Which
one
is
she? Yeah, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? You're looking at the same, trying to see the same thing on the same side of the coin. That's just, what are you doing?
Pick a fucking hill to die on.
Yeah, exactly.
And just die on it.
Yeah,
just pick which fucking flag you're waving, sir.
Oh, she's an actress. I mean, she also thought about it and planned every step of getting herself into the royal family and crowbarring Prince Harry away and getting him to LA. For what
she's
purpose?
She's inserted herself into the fucking society, the top tier of society, to gain political leaning. What did she poke holes in the fucking condom?
Exactly.
Shut up, mate.
What has she done? She fell in love with a beautiful ginger man.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing she's done wrong, in inverted commas.
It's all bollocks.
Oh, horrible.
And it's the classic narrative.
Yeah.
The same sort of people. We won't go into it too much, but the same sort of people.
We all know those sort of people.
That are
you know who
quite
we're
often
about.
On the opposite end of opinion.
Yes.
As us.
Yes.
As we say.
Yes.
Quite aligned on a lot of things.
Exactly. And that's okay. And we can also be unaligned on things.
Yeah.
And people have friends with completely different
to their
views.
Opinions.
Yeah.
But when it's at the cost is the misery of some poor old girl.
Yeah.
Then it's not okay.
No.
Or the
not
misery
at all.
Of people. Then
yeah.
It's not okay.
It's not fun for anyone then, is it?
My personal opinion.
So in good news, Architects got a number one album in the UK and Australia.
Whoop whoop.
How amazing is that?
Just Australia?
The UK and Australia.
Not America?
No, not America, no.
Are they not big in America? They should be.
They should be. I think they had an advert on Times Square.
Did they?
Yeah, I think to be honest with you, I didn't check the charts of the US, but they didn't. No. I know they didn't reach number one. But I think, you know, their first top 10 album ever is number one, which is absolutely fantastic. And
that's amazing.
As we keep saying...
It's a fucking banger.
It's a fucking banger.
It's a cracker.
Oh, I love that album so much. I don't know if anyone cares. Holy Hell, their previous album, was my previous favourite album of all time. Mm. I love Holy Hell. I think it's a fantastic album. But now...
And then Nothing Is True and Everything Is Possible was released.
Yes, that came out.
And then that was your favourite.
That was my favourite.
What is it now?
It is For Those Who Wish to Exist.
For Those Who Do Wish to Exist.
Yeah. And they are they would be my top three albums, those two Architects records and the New Enter Shikari album.
They've smashed it.
Yeah.
They've smashed it. And for a metal band to be bringing it back like that.
Yeah, it's lovely.
To be number one is fucking insane.
But
it's such a win.
I've been telling you this, haven't I, though?
I mean, not to be that cunt, but for proper music, it's such a win.
No, it is. No, and we're not trying to disparage other music.
No, but it's like, it's, well, I say proper music, something different. It's always similar music that seems to be at number one.
Yes, yes. And it's always, it is a pop genre, isn't it? And it's often something very easy to listen to, something based around some simple chords. And I'm not saying that's, you know, some people, that's very commercial. It's easy to sell, you know. We like to listening to the technical intrinsicities of the music.
Just dialing up to the internet there.
Just buffering.
Trying to find a fucking dictionary. Yeah.
Be able to give him a dictionary. you know, not everyone likes to listen to music that technically, which is absolutely fine. But it is boring to some respect for me and for you, I assume. And it's just, you know, that's why we don't listen to the charts, is it?
No.
So it's not, I mean, they didn't get number one single, and obviously that's really the big thing, isn't it? But I think that's some time away for any metal band to do that again. I think we've got to get metal popular again.
It's a good sign that it's sort of, things are changing, there's more metal in mainstream.
I've been saying that for quite a few years now, haven't I?
About 100%.
Metal coming back, because I do genuinely believe everything's cyclical. We look look through nature, look through everything, everything has a cycle, and you know, it's the same way I believe, the way the people will have their liking of what am I talking about? I think it's the same way in people's tastes and how they change and how they develop, because obviously once you get saturated to a point, you don't want to listen to any more of that because it's all going to be sound the same or whatever, so you start venturing out, listen to other things. And you know, rock and metal was massive in the 80s, grunge was massive in the 90s, and then as that started, you know, hip hop and then R&B and stuff started to grow and be a bit bigger, then that sort of other influences took on from there, and that's where we had our grime and all that sort of stuff. So that's sort of that's the big thing. But that will then come round again, then it will be the rock bands. Yeah. And I think that will be the more popular thing.
I can't wait
for
grunge to come back round.
Oh, grunge will be fantastic.
You know me. Will grunge burn? Grungy will.
I do miss grunge stuff, that sort of music. Because like Nirvana were a brilliant band. But then what the fuck am I talking about? I wasn't alive when they were around, so I can't have an opinion. I just think they're fucking brilliant. But yeah, it's just nice that... Architects are number one, and we actually get to see a fucking metal band.
Yeah.
And it's nice, and you can see it, and it feels like
you bought the CDs and stuff with the tickets, which contributed to it, we were there in the fucking movement, trying to be a part of it, trying to get it going, and we did it.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
I reckon that was your four CDs that you bought.
Oh, it must have been. And the two vinyls.
And the two vinyls, yeah, actually. To be fair, it's probably single-handedly you.
Yeah, buying all their shit.
Got a fucking truck backing up the fucking driveway later.
Hello, I don't know how I'm going to get rid of them all.
Sorry. You never will, mate.
No.
They'll just be added to the rest of your vinyls.
Yeah.
All 3,794 of them.
Just locked away, never used.
Gathering dust.
Gathering dust forever. But yeah, and we're happy about that. And that's
so
great.
Well done, architects.
Well done, architects. We really... Yeah, I'm sure you are. Sam Carter. I'm sure they're all listening to this podcast that's very popular. So I thought... I would air a little grievance.
I love a grievance. Let's have a little moan.
I think it might have been you doing it the other day. You were doing something that really, really fucks me off.
What's that? I mean, which one?
It's when you...
Which one of the things I do that's quite annoying?
I'm sure it was you. If it wasn't you, it was someone else. I'm pretty sure it was you. And I was... You basically, rather than downloading the app on your phone, you use the browser... to do things that an app could do, and then you get mad because you're not the multiple. Oh, that kind of tea. And then you're like, this is not working. Oh, this is so unintuitive. It is.
Listen,
get the app.
You are right.
I know,
100%. I know you're right. When I'm in the moment and this inanimate object is fucking not behaving the way I should think it's gonna behave. I feel the rage, mate. and it starts on my toes, and it works its way up. It's like when I was trying to download
Rogue Company. So if you haven't heard of Rogue Company,
a little paddy, didn't I?
Got a proper paddy.
I fucking knew it. Fuck it.
I'm not playing it.
I actually turn South America.
You do. You don't know how it happens. Yeah. You don't know one from South America either.
No,
do you? It just happens.
It just happens. Yeah. I just get annoyed and
South America
change genres.
Comes out.
Country.
If you haven't heard of Rogue Company before, it's like a 4v4 online game made by Hi-Rez. And you can play it. It's a little bit like Apex versus like COD, sort of, versus...
But it's third person.
Rainbow Siege. Yes, third person.
I prefer.
Yeah, it's a good game. We like it. We play it quite frequently. Tom Davis, Friend of the Volley, he...
who shall not be named.
Oh, bollocks.
We did it.
Fucked it there, didn't I?
Yeah.
But he introduced it to us, and he was like, oh, this game's coming out, you should really get it, right? And at the beginning, it was like 24 quid, and I was like, I ain't paying for a game. Because at that point, we weren't really gaming very much, so I'd, you know...
Anyway, we were obsessed with Fortnite at that point, weren't we?
We were obsessed with Fortnite, like, yeah, that was very true. Yeah. We were getting quite good at it as well. Mm. And that's just a product of lockdown, isn't it? Because... I had fuck all to do.
Fuck all else to do.
Yeah, I know. So we played Fortnite, and then Tom told us to get Rogue Company. So then, obviously, it cost money, so we didn't do it. And then suddenly it became free. Mm. And you had to like link your game up. Now, it was a bit of an arse ache. You had to link your fucking Twitch and into your fucking Amazon gaming, and then into your Epic Games. And it was just a little bit of a fiddle.
Too much work for me, mate.
But it was. But that wasn't the problem, though, was it?
What was it?
You didn't know the password to your email address.
Oh no, it was my password to my Microsoft.
Yeah, that was
and
it.
And I forget it every fucking time.
Yeah.
And then I have to change the password.
Yeah.
And it grated on me.
Yeah.
That it got to me that time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I ain't fucking doing it. I ain't giving in to the man. I thought I was protesting something important, and I wasn't. I was just getting angry.
You protested Agent Smith.
I was getting angry. I thought, fuck you. I won't do what you tell me.
So he didn't.
So I didn't. But then I couldn't play the game.
Yeah.
So eventually I just fucking did it.
Yeah.
Had a load of fun.
As me and Grace sat there playing Rogue Company, and he's stubbornly playing Fortnite by himself. He starts thinking.
I think I just sat on my phone. I think I read a book at that point.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, I ain't read a book for 20 years. Fuck you. I'm not gonna play your game, sir. I'm gonna get a piece of paper out and I'm gonna look at it. I'm gonna read the bloody words on it.
I'm gonna read the bloody words.
I'm going analog, bitch.
No one's going to tell me I'm shit in this book, are they? Unless you see it's the diary from your mum.
I realised how shit I am at reading.
Yeah.
Do you ever do it where you're fucking reading the page?
Because I can read.
I can fucking read. I just can't retain anything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I read it and I find myself just drifting off. So I get a few sentences down and my mind's actually wandered completely to something else. I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe a cheese toastie. Yeah. Oh, beans would be nice for that. Oh, bit of red onion in there, maybe. And then before I know it, I've gone through two pages and I don't know what the fuck's happening.
No, yeah.
And then I've got to go back.
Yeah.
And I can't do it.
No, mate, I'm very similar.
It's just, I can't focus long enough to fucking read a book.
I think I've read...
I'm really ashamed to admit that.
I think every book I've read, I've had to read twice because of that exact reason.
Well, I used to read all the time.
Yeah.
I used to be really into it. On holiday, I'll read.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. So, why is it? Why is it on holiday suddenly you want to read?
Read like an electric man.
What?
When Nan's like to read. Oh,
you're gonna read like an electric man.
Oh, I just totally stole that off Peep Show, by the way. Anyway,
did you really?
I did. Except you was knitting like an electric man.
Oh my god! You're talking about reading on holiday. I'm crying.
Oh
too.
Get for a few books on holiday.
Yeah, somehow, suddenly you can read like the CIA unlocks them in your brain. Like you know when you're on the Matrix and they're downloading a program.
Got all these distractions.
Yeah,
you got to think about what I'm going to cook later.
Yeah, I'm going to the all inclusive.
Cook it for me. Yeah.
I'm ending upstairs to the buffet.
Yeah, elbow. 11-year-olds out the fucking
Get the
night.
Fuck away from the ice cream.
Get
I'm
away
pissed.
From the onion rings. Oh, yeah. Fuck the calamari.
Yeah. While I was chewy.
Oh, I fucked it there.
Yeah. To be fair, the last holiday I went on was my first ever all-inclusive holiday, and it was probably the best. I mean, if you've never gone on if you're listening to this and you've never gone on an all-inclusive holiday, you should go on an all-inclusive holiday.
Well, it's actually worth the money. Sometimes if they're in like a tourist area, they can be incredibly damaging to the local business.
Oh, can they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, well, where...
Well, fuck you, Will. Thank you for just calling me out there on the podcast, mate. Thanks, Matt.
No. I mean...
You know what, Ethan? You're a piece of shit for going to All Inclusive.
I've done it plenty of times.
Yeah.
But then, like, say... like Turkey or somewhere like that where I went with my family, but then we go down in the evening, yeah, have a meal at a restaurant down there.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it, to be fair.
But it's like, it's a good way to know that you're going to be all right. Like if you get fucking robbed or whatever, it's all right, you can eat still.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
And it's nice not to have to worry about money, which is part of the holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I think 100%, you're totally, yeah. Going on all inclusive. Just be aware.
Yeah, because we did have a couple of meals out in the town.
Spread the wealth out a little bit.
Yeah. I think the main thing for me was the drink. I didn't want to have to keep paying for booze when I was by the pool.
I drink a lot, so it's worth it.
You do drink a lot, Will.
As you do.
You're where all-inclusive lose money.
Yeah. Oh, I'm playing the wrong game.
Yeah, I'm the person that's making the money because I'm having a couple of drinks a day.
I went on a cruise with...
Oh, so Beardy, can you just get us some drinks, please, mate?
Oh, yeah, just grab us a Vonnie and Coke.
I'm going to have a rum, by the way, Beardy, if you don't mind.
Oh, nice. Pour that shit up, Beardy. But yeah, went on a all-inclusive cruise, and it was with an ex and her family. Lovely people. And I bought the drinks package, and my ex's family, they're all going, oh, that's a bit expensive, isn't it? I can't remember how much it worked out as, maybe like 400 quid for 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, my dear friends. oh, my dear boy. Thou doth not know of the power I hold. And I must have got my money's worth.
£400 for 2 weeks, though. That is, I mean, on
yeah,
the face
but behind
it,
the bar drinks, obviously, yeah. If it, like a bottle of vodka is like 20 quid,
yeah.
I'd have to drink a fucking lot to make it worth it. But if you think like a drink behind the bar.
Yeah, that's
maybe
fair.
£6 or something.
Yeah, I see like what you mean by that. Yeah.
A nice place. We're not talking about Wetherspoons here. Let's take them out of the equation.
Yeah.
We don't go to Wetherspoons
We
anymore.
Don't go to Wetherspoons anymore.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. He's a prick.
But I got my fucking money's worth.
See, I didn't. I think because we went all inclusive and it was a little bit more. It wasn't, to be fair, I don't think it would have been £400 extra what we paid. It was a bit, but
no,
it was a bit
cruises
more than,
are a bit different there. Yeah, like they just fucking rinse.
Well, you're fucking trapped, aren't you? It's not like you can go down to fucking Turkish Londis, is it?
You're in the sea.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the bloody sea, mate.
Yeah, that's it.
There's not much booze there.
No, isn't it? water. But yeah, I think. I mean, I was having a drink every, but you know, I'm not. I didn't. I should have drunk more. I should have been more pissed that entire holiday.
Yeah,
that's really where I'm going.
You
want
to be in a haze.
Yeah.
For the entire duration.
Yeah. Literally just... did you have a good holiday? I don't remember it.
Blackout, wake up, you're on a fucking quad bike. Blackout, how'd they get on there?
Yeah.
Just bouncing through the dunes. I mean, I'm enjoying myself, but I don't know how I ended up there. Blink again, you're fucking kayaking. Fucking shit, the bed. How did I get here? Do I know how to kayak? Apparently. Like a fucking sleeper agent.
Yeah.
It's just been activated.
Just the whole time. Just, I better not blink again. Oh, shit. On a jet ski.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that film with Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz? Where she blacks out. He keeps fucking drugging her. She blacks out. And then she wakes up literally like that. You're in a helicopter. Fuck. Do I know how to fly this thing?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, that's quite a good one. It's not a good
That was a good holiday.
Yeah.
Deep sea fishing off the side of a helicopter.
Did you like the cruise? I've never thought a cruise would be a nice holiday.
I really fucking liked it.
Did you? You'd go on another cruise then?
Oh, 100%. It was a Caribbean cruise. But no, you got to visit a new place every day. So we went St. Thomas, I think, St. Martin's, a couple of the islands in Mexico, and a couple of other places. But it's fucking brilliant. So you obviously stop off. You're only there for a day.
Yeah.
So you sort of... not force yourself because it's really enjoyable.
Yeah.
But you want to get off the boat. You want to go see the locale.
Yeah.
And like try out a few things. So you get to fit a lot in.
That's quite
good. And then obviously you still want a bit of relaxation. So there's like a few days within the 2 weeks where you are just at sea. You can't go off the boat and do anything. There's activities on the boat. You can just fucking laze about. So it worked really well for me.
No, that's fair enough. So you got to do stuff and you got to lay about and do nothing. That's nice.
Yeah. But then, like I say, the good bit was you sort of forced to Because unless you're going to miss out, like, oh no, I'm not feeling Cozumel today. Yeah, carry on and lay in my fucking room. It's pointless.
Yeah.
You would guilt trip yourself into going out.
Yeah, I've got
so
to
So you
go.
Get to experience loads within that time, which is really cool. And obviously, the food's excellent on the boat. And
yeah.
It's really luxurious place to be.
Fair enough. Maybe, yeah. maybe
a lot of people
cruise.
Is the only thing.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
You crammed in.
I suppose it's not like you can go for a quiet drink somewhere because there's just going to be people everywhere.
There is still places, but
not like a dive bar.
The pools and shit like that. Obviously.
Yeah.
Every cunt's there.
Is there a met lounge just around the corner? Just a sticky carpet? Where
there's not, but I made a met lounge. Yeah, just pour a drink on the carpet.
Start playing Slipknot.
Put
Linkin
syrup
Park.
All over the floor yeah. for 2 days straight.
Really got the ambience.
Who keeps doing this? Curse you! As he's there with his fifth fucking mop head.
Yeah.
I've clegged up the other five. And my fucking fruit syrup that I keep pouring on the floor.
Which you just got from the bar for free.
Yeah. That's how I made the most of it.
Really just drinking them dry.
I was like, oh, I'll have a porn star martini, please. Fucking straight over my shoulder. Yeah,
I'll have another one.
It was on the last day and I only spent 398 quid. It's like, fuck it, I'm getting my money's worth, cunt.
What do you want, sir?
Peach daiquiri, please. Sir, please, you're not going to throw it over your shoulder. No, this time, Gaston, oh, really? This time.
I really, really want a peach daiquiri.
I'm dying for a peach daiquiri.
I've never wanted
I cannot
more.
Think of anything other than a peach daiquiri. I need it, Gaston. Gaston, serve me this peach daiquiri. So you give it to me. Oh, fucked over the shoulder, obviously. Oh, why'd you believe me, Gaston?
I give me another one.
Now, this time I really want a strawberry daiquiri. No, this time I promise.
I promise you, Gaston.
Gaston, please.
Bloody hell. What a fall from grace, Gaston. Now working on a cruise ship after being in a fairy tale.
He's singing that to himself in the mirror. Just like in a really...
Crying.
But all minor chords.
Yeah.
No one drinks with like Gaston.
No one looks at Gaston.
No one talks to Gaston.
No one's polite, Gaston.
No one mops like Gaston.
No one dries glasses well like Gaston.
A single tear running down his cheek.
Bless him. Poor Gaston.
Poor Gaston. But in all seriousness, I did not do that. That would be very disrespectful.
Yeah, exactly.
I consider that sacrilege.
Anybody that knew you would not believe that you would waste
be
drink.
Throwing booze.
Yeah,
that's
it.
No.
Doesn't sit well with me.
No, yeah. No, I don't like wasting food or drink.
No, anything like that.
Anything.
So, what else we got to talk about today? Would you like to talk about ghosts, aliens, or embarrassing people in public?
I mean, me and you have touched on ghosts.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of ghosty stories.
Should we talk about some ghosts?
Have you ever seen an alien, though? We've never spoke about that.
No, I've never seen an alien. But I do believe there are aliens.
I do.
There's got to be.
There has to be.
Yeah, 100%.
It seems... With all the stars in the sky and all the galaxies and everything, I would be more scared that we are alone in the universe than scared that there is other life out there.
Yeah.
I mean, even something as simple as microorganisms that aren't, what's the word?
Sentient.
Sentient. That's exactly the word.
Thank you.
In my brain.
I think I went down a bit of a rabbit hole the other day. Talking about Egypt and the Great Pyramid, and how apparently they, you know, could have been built by aliens and all that sort of stuff, and there being a potential for there to be like a lost civilization somewhere.
Okay,
and it did really make me think that. Okay, I reckon, you know, I still believe there's aliens. But I can also get behind like a maybe a civilization that may have been alien, that may have brought us some sort of technology that has like helped, you know.
Well, they reckon
yeah.
that there was like flying saucers in the paintings.
Do they?
In the Egyptian paintings. I could be talking absolute bollocks.
I don't know, I think I've seen some, but you just don't know what you it's hard to verify, isn't it? You don't know what, you know, because it's like, we just don't know, do we? And that's no. the one thing that I get that has been baffling me recently, and especially after I've watched this, so basically, I found it, I was watching a video on Facebook, and it was somebody talking, this geezer talking about...
All right, geezer.
It wasn't really geezer, it was quite educated.
Was it Danny
fella.
Dyer?
Yeah.
Because he was on about aliens for a while.
Yeah, you're right. This is what's happening.
Was he on about aliens or?
I think so, yeah. I think
was that Tom DeLonge?
Sure, no, well, Tom and Tom DeLonge. Yeah.
I mean, alien.
Well,
it
might
together.
Be us soon, to be
right,
fair.
Right, geezer.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some aliens.
Where are they?
I would fucking watch that. I'd pay a subscription to watch that. I wouldn't even wait for it to come out on Netflix. I'd pay to watch
yeah,
that.
It's straight away. Danny Dyer and Tom DeLonge.
So this bubble-headed fuck content. I just nutted him, mate. I fucking nutted him.
Well, I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight.
Oh, we must approach them with their...
I'm sure they'll... Well, I can't see anyone turning us down.
If you're listening, let's make it happen.
Please. It would be fantastic. But, I was watching this video, and he's talking about... He was saying, you know, people say slaves built the pyramids, blah, blah, blah. But then he was saying, but how could slaves build something so architecturally like magnificent and beautiful on the inside? You know, that isn't somebody, you know, it takes a lot of labor and effort to do what they were doing. And somebody being enslaved, you wouldn't have thought would do that, you know?
Well, see, I think I've seen the same video.
Yeah.
But then would it not make sense that there was obviously the people who designed it, and then the people who oversaw the workers or the slaves. So essentially, these slaves aren't going to be the skilled people. They're just the blunt instruments to move the...
Yeah, potentially. That's
which
a fair
was
point.
Entirely plausible, which is what I thought happened anyway. Because the slaves didn't fucking design it. They didn't fucking whip themselves, go, come on, lads, let's get this built. We've all designed this really nice triangle.
So let's whip ourselves and create a really horrible working environment for us to work in for the next...
Should we stop for a drink? No. No, we've enslaved ourselves. We've got to build this.
Who's regulating this? No, us. We are ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, can we not stop?
That's what
are
I mean.
You mad?
So it's like his point actually doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, okay.
But
what about all of then the all the equations they talk about? All of the I know we're going to talk about aliens, and that was for some reason our ball is on to fucking Egypt, and I apologise for that.
That's all right. Ancient Egypt.
Yeah, it's all some bollocks.
Speciality.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
and the Byzantine Empire.
Don't get me started.
The Byzantine Church.
Oh, do not even start me on that subject. if you thought you hated Formula One, but. They were talking about how, like, what was he saying? It was something to do with the exact diameter or the exact measurements of the pyramid being like a number divisible by 72, which is something to do with the rotation of the earth. Now, and it's exact, it's like 0.6 of a degree out from true north and stuff like that. Like, could that just be a complete coincidence, or is that, you know, is it, that's where it gets murky for me, because it's like, okay, that is really weird how they've done that, aligned that, and, you know, technically, did they even know they were even on a planet then? You know, for all they knew, it was just them in the world, and that was it, you know?
Well,
so how have they got to that stage? That's the bit that's what confuses me.
And this is where it comes back to aliens.
It is, because that's when the people then think there was a lost civilization, or it could have been aliens. Mm. Now, what then, so then this is what the part that blows my mind that I've taken so long to get round to.
Mm.
We know certain things, history, because of paintings, because of writing, and because of, you know, artifacts that we find and the way
records.
We can carbon date things, etc., etc. But there are so many things that we just don't know, because, you know, 100%. We can't document anything. Like, we are current, like, this generation that we live in now will be the first generation to that actually documenting absolutely everything. TikTok, Instagram, we're writing, we're two nobodies recording a fucking podcast. Mm. Now, people in future might be able to dig this up and listen to this. It might be on some Audio Boom archive somewhere, you know? Yeah, good luck to them. But like, things are so easy to forget. So that's the, so if there was a lost civilization, people might have thought, oh, well, we've not had to write this down because we're never going to forget this. Look at these big fucking green guys.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to forget that.
Well.
And then that's it. They built us these pyramids. As that was, maybe the pyramid was the reminder that we are governed by aliens. And then suddenly they're fucked off and we've forgotten all about it.
Yeah. But that's entirely plausible.
Yeah.
100%.
If you're as drunk as we are.
You drank quite as much vodka and rum as we have. But this is the thing. If there are indeed paintings with spaceships and stuff like that. Now, nothing flew in the sky back then, apart from birds.
Yeah.
So.
That's where you've got to start thinking, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've not researched this at all.
No.
I am just being reckless with this information. Yeah. So do not take this as gospel. In fact,
please do your own research.
Just err on the side of caution and just take it as I'm talking absolute bollocks.
Which I probably am. Yeah.
In fact, Billy, pull that shit up. But if there is these paintings and stuff, potentially that is, okay, this is the record to say, no, this is when these people visited.
Yeah, fair
enough.
Or could
it be, oh, this is when these people visited? They're obviously going to be around, so we don't need to document it too much. And then they fucking went.
Yeah, that's fair.
For one reason or another.
And why would that have been?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, I do believe, and there's been, very recently, they've released a load of documents, haven't they?
Yeah.
Because I listened to Joe Rogan, or did, a fair bit. And there's, I mean, he had, the one that stuck out to me, he had a pilot on there that had seen a, and you can Google this, there's videos and everything, and there is multitudes of first-hand stories saying, yeah, no, we saw it as well.
Right.
A tic-tac-shaped UFO.
Yeah.
That just moved in ways that nothing that humanity had ever built could move.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
Now that is documented, that's released by the US government.
Wow.
Yeah. They released it in 2020. Thought, fuck it. No one's going to pay attention.
Oh, with all of that.
Yeah, you know, when they released all the documents.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit like that Bob Lazar documentary we watched. Yeah. Because he said that they've already got spaceships in Nevada and they've found the power source, and the power source creates its own electromagnetic wave but only uses as much as it needs to and no more and no less and all that sort of stuff. But they won't release it because of, you know, the way that we, you know, the way that our country is at the moment.
I mean, people are saying, he's talking shit. Why?
Yeah, exactly. Why
is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Like, we... Look at what we can do now compared to what we could do a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, think about how 50 years ago, if you had a mobile phone, it was as big as a fucking suitcase.
Yeah.
And now Beardy's literally Googling stuff on his phone to show us.
Right now in this room.
Literally right now in this room.
You remember James Bond with the spy watch?
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah. Oh shit! Now I've got an Apple Watch.
That'll never happen.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. It's novel. It's almost novelty. Oh yeah, we can do that. Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm now getting annoyed when my watch runs out of battery. What? How has that happened?
This is what I mean.
Yeah.
So why is it so unbelievable
that
there is a far more advanced race out there in another galaxy that have mastered traveling between galaxies,
sustainably,
like we can't now. We know for a fact that will one day, it has to be possible.
If we look at the
first aeroplane that was built to now what we can do, we can land a fucking rocket on a pad in the middle of the fucking sea.
Yeah, vertically. Yeah.
Vertically.
Yeah. Totally.
And it's like, if we can go from that shoddy, dodgy fucking winged plane with a propeller on the front to that, why is it so implausible to think that there's a completely different means of propulsion that we haven't even explored yet?
Yeah. There's so many people that are stuck in their ways. It's just like, oh, no, it's this or nothing. No, it isn't, though. Because before this, it was you're being pulled by horses.
Yeah.
And then it was that or nothing, wasn't it? So there will be something else. 100%. There will be a sustainable way to travel.
Yeah.
And we were literally talking about this before.
Hyperloop.
Yeah.
That's an actual thing that's getting fucking looked into.
Yeah. Well, no, they're building it. Elon Musk is building a Hyperloop. It's in LA. Yeah, it's underground, isn't it? That's all it is. It's an underground.
Helping with the traffic.
Yeah, well, that's literally what it's for.
Is it?
Yeah, it's literally what it's for.
I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Some dude was just, fuck this.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit every day.
Yeah.
Driving to his LA office, just sat in the traffic in the fucking heat.
Yeah.
He's probably, his aircon's gone.
For some reason.
I've had enough of this Tesla's shit. He got so angry, he built a fucking Hyperloop.
Yeah, innit?
That. Is amazing.
That is the level of petty I aspire to be.
Yeah. Fuck this shit. I'm going to change the world. I'm pissed off. Well, that's the world.
That's it. That's exactly right. That's how I feel 100%. All the time. How do I change while I'm so pissed off with all this shit? But we're literally talking about sustainability, weren't we? Before we start recording, literally in the car on the way here.
Mm.
And I've got a very romantic idea of, you know, buying a farm and being as sustainable as I can be on my own and forego the need to have money and stuff like that. Because
exterior.
Yeah. Just live my life. I wouldn't need a career.
Off the land.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't need a career. I wouldn't need anything. I wouldn't need money. I'll just live off what I've got and I'd be happy. Do you know what I mean? That's the sort of, it'd be absolutely lovely. Be sustainable, you know. And a luxury that we have in the generation we're in is that we can hop on a plane in 24 hours notice and be anywhere within 24 hours.
Yeah.
The world has become much smaller, but it isn't sustainable. There is no need for, and a friend of mine was talking about this with me, and a lot of this is stuff that he was saying, that I agreed with.
Okay.
we don't need to travel.
No.
There is some very minute needs and causes for it, you know, and we might have to get things from other countries, and there will be things where, you know, we might have to go and travel. But is there really any need? Not really.
Leisure, holidays.
Yeah, of course, but
then that's almost selfish, isn't it?
Yeah, if that was taken away, if we couldn't,
but like traveling for business, that should be a thing of the past.
Yeah,
the hundreds of billions of tons of CO2 put into the atmosphere. To go to a meeting.
Yeah. It's all unnecessary.
This pandemic's almost shown it.
Yeah.
We don't need to be travelling around as much as we do.
We don't need to be doing anything that we do, really. You know, it's like it's all to entertain
smoke
us.
Smoke and mirrors, isn't it?
Yeah. Everything that's produced, really.
We're being controlled.
Well, we are.
Not 100%. I'll tell you the best, but we 100% are.
Everything that is...
Let's go down the rabbit hole on that fucker.
We're taking a red pill. Everything that we like is just stuff that entertains us. Like, I love the Formula One, but it costs billions and it is awful for the environment.
Yeah.
You know, but I romanticise it and I love it. And then I realise, actually, that we don't need it. And actually, we should probably get rid of something like that. You know, and we should get...
A little bit more cooperatively.
Well, this is exactly what my friend was saying. He was saying, you know, literally, if we just reverted back to being in tribes and, but modern day tribes, obviously, and, you know, and actually helping villagers.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, somebody is...
100%.
You know, somebody's got, we've got a hydro turbine to make the electricity, and then everyone has a part to just make
living
sure the village is all right.
Sort of smaller communities that coexist and say grow their own veg, trade for the next community.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's
it comes back to sustainability in a lot of ways. When you think of like fashion and things like that.
Yeah.
For you to get a £4 t-shirt, someone in the other side of the world has had to suffer horrendous working conditions for you to be able to afford that, and it's wrong.
Yeah,
and it's coming more into light nowadays.
Yeah,
which is an amazing thing.
Yeah,
that we can sort of start to understand this. Okay, no, and we are fucking privileged in the West, and certainly in this country.
Yeah,
in the ways where we are, but it's because of other people's suffering that we are this way.
It's not nice.
It's so fucked up.
But we lap it up, don't we? We go buy a t-shirt, so we don't think anything of it. You go to big shopping malls, and
something has to change.
No, 100%. As a human race, we can't live like this anymore.
No,
it's not. And humans aren't meant to be in an office 9 to 5. No. You know,
that's why we're all so fucked up.
Yeah, that's why we're all so depressed.
Like mental health is just on a massive decline.
Yeah,
on the population, we're working more.
Yeah,
we're less happy with our lives.
Yeah, because everything is shown to you. Like everything's meant to be. Like you look at the people like from Love Island. Is it Love Island? I'm getting that right.
Love Island is a thing.
Yeah, I don't watch Love Island.
No.
But I follow, because of Grace, I follow, is it Alexandra Bowen? No, that's your mum, isn't it?
That's my mum.
Alex Bowen. And Alex, the big guy. Alex
right,
Bowen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
His Mrs. Olivia Bowen.
Oh, my cousin.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah, your cousin, yeah. The one you look so similar to.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise, they're like, I think, younger than us.
Are they?
Yeah, definitely younger than you.
Really? Like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure. And you think, well, I'll find out now. Beardy, would you mind just Googling how old Olivia and Alex Bowen are? Yeah, she's 27. She's as old as me. Olivia
right.
And I are the same age.
2 years younger than me.
Yeah. And
that's insane.
She lives in a beautiful 6-bedroom or 5-bedroom house in somewhere in Essex with an acre of land and extra, et cetera, et cetera. And I know that's not real. Like, as in, it's real that she lives there and she's a real person, but she's been extremely lucky. She's been on a program that's allowed her to afford that sort of thing. And now her job is to influence, and that allows her to afford such things. She's got a horse, and most of her time is of... The one thing that does annoy me about those sort of people is that their time is theirs. Yes, they have to do some social media posts and they have to, you know, do a bit of that, but a lot of their time is theirs. So when they're like, oh, just do this, you know, you've got to fit some exercise in when you can. It's like, yeah you can,
it's
though.
It's different.
Some people it's can't. Different. Yeah.
And we so actually that's... have to, and it sounds bitter, but it's like, I've got to do things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's where those sort of people haven't...
running so a food factory can keep producing.
Yes. And that's sort of where those sort of people haven't got that, like, I don't think they've got that grounding where, like, we've had to do jobs. Mm. And we've had, you know, and they may have done jobs. Oh, I used to work in a bar, I used to work in a beer. Yeah, but for how long? A couple of years? We've had to grind for the last sort of 10 years working our jobs. And it's fucking horrible.
Yeah. And it's 100%.
Yeah.
But then... It's like, to go back to your point of this, like, sort of communal living thing. Now, if it was a case of, right, we have to harvest these cauliflower because it's the time to harvest the cauliflower and we need to eat.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yes. Yeah,
that's
100%.
Like, purposeful work.
Yes. That's so the thing we need
we'll
to
just
do.
Work.
For to, somebody else, for to make
for,
somebody
for
else
trade,
richer.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's,
okay, we get this paper and then we use that to go buy other things. It's just a weird...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you take your head completely out of the way we're living now,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
But that's the thing, how would we...
How do we go back?
I try to imagine...
I don't know if we can. I think it'd take a catastrophic event.
Yeah, I don't know what it would... It would take something massive for us to society to change. It's going to happen, though. I think it'd probably be when fiat money collapses and we all move up to crypto. There has to be societal change. We all know that, and it's just how it happens. But it's hard because... I am quite good at imagining things. I've got quite like a visual memory, a visual mind.
You know?
And so I'm quite good at visualising something, but I really can't visualise another way of living. And I really want to. I want to find that solution. I want to sort of like be able to say to people, hey, what if we live like this, you know?
But it's almost like we're so fucking far into this weird capitalist way of living.
It's
fucking
mental.
Race to the, to the top. But what is the top?
Where is the top?
What is it?
Yeah. And that, well, we don't even know where the bottom
all
is.
Pointless.
Yeah.
What, like a 7-bedroom house? All right, well, there's only two here.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you need that?
What do you need all that?
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, are you growing food for people?
But that's the thing.
No.
That's why I won't buy a new build, because I want to have, because you can buy a new build now and you've got a bit of a postage stamp of land.
Yeah.
That's it. And people, oh, I don't want a garden. Well, you need a garden. You need to be able to grow stuff. At some point, you need to be able to grow shit.
The house that I'm buying now.
Yeah.
The garden, you've seen the garden, it's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's a reasonable size.
Yeah.
It's not like a lavish house or anything like that.
No.
But it's got a decent garden.
But it's lovely. No,
that's
it is,
one of the
it
first
is.
Things I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have
Wait, so you say
veg.
It's not a lavish house. Like, it's a good house for a single person to be able to buy. A very, very good house.
Good for the price.
Yeah.
But I'd like to have like a little bit where I grow veg and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that is, I mean, it seems romantic, but that's how people... actually almost should be living.
Yeah, and it's
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. That's how we should live, and that's how we should all aim to start doing a bit more like that.
100%.
100%. You'll be always
been
less
food factories.
Yeah.
The fucking horrible
places. Horrible
places,
aren't they?
Yeah. Awful.
Yeah.
It's weird. I see the people working there and I think, how?
Yeah.
Like, that people shouldn't have to work in these. And it's not like bad conditions, but it's just labour. Inside a room with no windows.
Yeah, and that's where your
food temperature
is.
Temperature control, and it's all very clinical. It's weird.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Doesn't sound like something I'd be interested in,
no,
I'd say.
No, me neither. No, me neither.
Anyway, enough of that depressing shit. Let's move on, shall we? Right, so at the beginning of this podcast, we said, oh, well, we'll probably get the half an hour podcast, won't we?
Mm.
It's been 62 minutes since
fucking
then.
Fucking hell, we've done it again.
Isn't it? So this week, I have switched up a little bit for the last little bit because I found some unpopular opinions online. Okay. And I just thought I'd sort of shout them out to you and then we can have a little discussion about a couple of them or maybe all of them and see what we think. I just thought it might be a bit of a change from the norm and maybe people might like it.
I like that.
So the first one was that the one that I actually really agree with is that people don't like pineapple on pizza because the internet tells them their opinion.
Mm.
And I genuinely believe that.
Well, that's the case with a lot of things.
Yeah.
The internet tells you your opinion. But fucking right. Pineapple on pizza is delicious.
It is delicious.
Ham and pineapple.
Oh,
Little Hawaiian
pizza. Lovely.
Hawaiian pizza.
What's so wrong about Hawaiian pizza?
Fuck all, mate.
Nothing.
Getting your five a day in as well.
Well, the scientists say you should.
Get a lovely fruit in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm having pineapple rum right now. Lovely.
If you don't like pineapple, then you're not going to like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
But there is so many dishes with sweet mixed with savoury.
Oh, delicious dishes mixed with sweet and savoury.
Sweet chilli sauce.
Oh, I love sweet chilli sauce. Yeah. Lovely, thank
sweet
you.
Sweet and savoury.
Yeah.
Get out of my face.
Thank you. I'm glad you agree.
I agree. Oh, I agree with your whole heart.
Yeah.
Now, if it's those hard fucking shitty pieces of pineapple.
Oh, no.
Fuck off.
No.
Because you've ruined it.
Yeah.
You've given the haters a bloody voice.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be juicy, delicious, succulent pineapple.
Succulent pineapple.
Oh, I love a bit of pineapple. I love, like, when I used to eat meat, fucking gammon egg and Piers Morgan egg and chips. Do you know what I mean? With a lovely ring of pineapple on the face, you know? Just, I used to love that.
Egg and chips.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, absolutely beautiful. And I just really, really, I just don't understand why people don't like it. I remember as a kid, like, oh, do you want a Hawaiian? Yeah, I love Hawaiian. Yeah, lovely. It's lovely. It's really nice, really nice. And then suddenly, just as the internet blew up, like, people just start attacking people for liking Hawaiian pizzas. Yeah. And I thought, where the fuck has this come from? What fucking scientist has told us we can't do this? What's going on?
Bullshit. The thing is, right, it's, so people like Gordon Ramsay say, no, pineapple doesn't belong on pizza.
Yeah, they get their validation
from
those
cunts. Mushrooms, and I don't think mushrooms should belong on anything.
Yeah.
So fuck off.
Yeah, innit?
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You're not the only person in the world,
innit?
Cunt. No, I love Gordon Ramsay.
No, he's a brilliant chef. Come on the podcast, please.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay, if you listen. But it's like, and the other one is, oh, well, it's not. You go to Italy and tell them you put pineapple on pizza, they'll fucking hate you. It's like, all right, I know pizza originated in Italy. It's an Italian dish, obviously.
Yeah.
But I like to think it's evolved since then.
Oh, it's probably broadened slightly, yeah.
And we put beef burger on pizza.
Hello.
So if that's your point, take that to the Italians and see what they say about
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You put a cheeseburger in the crust for pizza.
What
yeah.
have you done to him? At that point, you've murdered the classic pizza. I'm not being funny, but we've gone further. KFC
on a pizza.
On a pizza with a beef
KFC
burger
gravy
fucking thing.
On
it's
a pizza.
Not even a pizza at this point.
No.
It's a monster.
It's just a vehicle for more oil.
I actually really don't like those sort of things. I think it's too much. It's too gluttonous.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I've got to disagree with you there, Meg. I absolutely love that sort of thing.
Yeah, but you're a glutton.
Yeah. I love a little crossover like that.
Hawaiian pizza, beef burger crust.
Oh, beautiful.
Topped with popcorn chicken. Deep fried.
That's
a light batter.
Mate, if I ate meat, that'd sound delicious.
Putting a Subway.
I'll say, I'm going to put that out there. I had a McDonald's this week. I had a bit of chicken.
Did you?
Yeah. And I talk about being a vegetarian a lot on this podcast. Well, I don't talk about it a lot. I just mention it quite a lot because I'm a fucking cunt. But yeah, I did have a bit of chicken this week and it was quite delicious.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Do you feel guilty for it?
No.
No?
No. Well, you got to remember, I did a year.
Well, do you know what? It's, you eat a lot less meat than you did, which is a good thing.
Oh, you fuck
good
all meat now, really. Yeah.
Good for...
Well, I did
chickens.
Yeah. Well, I did a year of it, didn't I? I did a whole year. I ate absolutely no meat. Please, Daddy. No meat at all for a whole year. And then I was just now just a bit of chicken every now and then because sometimes Daddy
gets
hungry.
Which is an incredible accomplishment.
I think so.
To set out to do that and
actually
smash it for an entire year.
Yeah, I think so. It's a long time.
But you've inspired me, actually, because I want to eat less meat.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary every bloody meal.
No.
So, yeah, well done to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
But in conclusion...
Pineapple does belong on pizza.
Fucking right it does.
And we'll have no one say anything more. And if you want to contest that point, please email us at thenervecordtothefavor.com and we will tell you how wrong you are. And if you want, we can come onto the podcast and we'll have a chat about it. Gordon Ramsay, let's have a look. Let's have a little taste test.
Do a bit of ASMR.
Oh. People are going to hate that.
I know. If Grace is listening.
I've just been shot in the head. Yeah.
Turn that off right there.
There'll be no episode 8 or something by the time she hears this. So the next one was another one that I agree with. I think I feel like I've picked quite a few up that I actually agree with. Was that the US office is better than the UK office. Do we have to discuss that?
I mean...
Have you seen the UK office?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen the US office?
Yeah, well, I've not watched it all the way through. Right, okay. So I watched it with you and...
Yeah, so I've not seen the UK office, so I am
biased.
You
haven't watched the UK office?
No, because I watched the US office first, and I started watching the UK office, and I thought, oh, God, I can't watch this.
It's a different type of comedy.
Yeah.
But
it's very Ricky Gervais, which I love. It's
the original,
more British.
Which is the point of contention.
But as we said in episode one, William, just because it's old doesn't make it good.
No, 100%. And I would agree. I actually prefer the US office. There's... I mean, there was 2 seasons at the UK office.
Yes.
So first of all, it ended too soon.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
And there was no more of it. And there was almost, as has been proved, there was a lot more story to tell.
Yeah.
But the US office took it further. And
they almost went too far in the end. They had 9 seasons in the end.
They always do.
Yeah. They should have stopped at season 7.
Milk that cow.
Yeah.
That cash cow.
Yeah. Season 7... I mean, I was going to say, spoiler alert, but if you've not seen all of the US Office now, I mean, you've got a bit of grace period now to pause us and fast forward us by a few seconds, but you should really know this already. But when Michael Scott leaves, that's when they should have stopped. That's it. Yeah. That's done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're done now. We don't need any more. Yeah. And
who plays Michael Scott?
Steve Carell.
That's the one. Yeah. Steve Carell. Fantastic actor.
Well, fantastic.
Fucking love him.
Played that character perfectly.
The guy who plays Jim. Can't remember his name. He's really
Jim Halpert,
good.
Played by John Krasinski. That's
the one.
Yeah,
that's the one. So yeah,
Pam,
I really
played by
Jenna
Fisher.
And like I say, there's just so much more to it. There's loads more seasons. I can watch more.
Yeah,
it's the UK office was a little gem.
It was. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
but there could have been more.
100%. And Ricky Gervais has been. I mean, obviously he produced the US one. He's done a fantastic job. It is a fantastic series. I love the US. And the US office is one thing that makes me cry. I will cry at the US office. Still at the stuff, you know, at Holly and Michael getting, you know, engaged and that sort of shit. I love it. Love it. Okay, so we agree on that. That's another unpopular opinion that we agree on. Cool. Getting up early is better than getting up late.
Disagree.
Do you disagree with that? I agree with that. Why do you disagree with that?
I mean, I agree and disagree. I mean, getting up early is a very good thing.
Yeah.
Get up, you get more done. If you're working, potentially you can get home earlier.
Yeah.
Which would always be my choice at work.
Yeah.
If I'm wake up at or leave for 6, come back for 3,
yeah.
4,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
1, you know.
12.
it's loads better, but I am a sleepy boy.
You are a sleepy boy.
And I bloody
aren't you?
Love a lion.
Yeah, you do. That's fair.
And I, every fucking morning for 29 years, I have hated waking up.
Yeah.
Because I just want to lay there for longer. Even at the weekend.
Yeah, fair.
And you know I've had some fucking monumental lions.
Yeah.
You know I bloody love a lion.
Yeah.
So I would have to disagree.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I understand the point behind it.
Yeah.
Getting up, you get more done. Yeah. It's actually better for you, better for your day.
Yeah.
But I just fucking love a sleep.
Yeah, fair. See, I do. I suppose that's where I get really conflicted because I do love sleeping, but I'm so bad at it. I just don't. It just gets to a point where I just think, well,
do you know what? I need to get up. The thing I'm best at.
It's probably the thing I'm worst at. I'm great at falling asleep. I can fall asleep in minutes. My head hits a pillow, I'm dead. I'm gone.
Right.
It's very easy for me to fall asleep. I just get up very early and I can't sleep. I can't really.
Can you not go back to sleep?
I find it difficult.
Oh, mate. That's one of my favourites. Get up,
Yeah, I know. Oh, I love that. But
know
I
know that I ain't got to get up. Yeah. Have a little look at my phone and sleep for another 4 hours.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, so I would, like, this morning, I woke up at 6 before my alarm went off. My alarm goes off at 6:30. And I got up at 6 and I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to get up at 7 because I'm tired tonight. This morning, I'm going to get up at 7. So I snoozed my alarm, fell asleep, and I thought, here we go, got to get up at 7. I woke up at 6:15. That's what I get when I fall back asleep, 15 minutes.
Really?
Maybe half an hour, yeah.
Well, and then your brain goes, wake up!
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. You should be doing something! Oh, I'm sorry, brain. I'm sorry. You should be hating yourself. Wake up! Why don't you hate yourself?
The guilt comes creeping in.
Yeah, innit?
Start having fucking night terrors. Yeah. Oh.
Please get up.
It's not
worth it. You need to get stuff done. What? We're in lockdown, bro. What do we have to do? It doesn't matter. Just get
be
it done.
Productive. Yeah. But that's a product of the fucking society we live in.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's not your fault.
Oh, it feels like. But I would always say get up. I like getting up. I mean, but I get up and I like...
there is actually a correct answer to that. We should all be waking up in the morning. Obviously, if you've got... Yeah. If you work nights...
But this is the thing.
But as we work and live now,
yeah,
it's good to get up.
Yeah, no, it is good to get up. I would prefer to get up early, do a couple of hours work...
Mm.
Have a few hours off and then do some more work in the evening. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I could get my day done better like that. I'd have more, or in the night or something.
I like the separate. I like to get it all done and then know that I've not got to do anything else. I like, because when I relax, I like to know that's it.
Yeah.
I'm relaxing now.
Yeah, I like to have
when
that.
Gyms were open. It's like, finish work, go to the gym. Then
see, that's
come
what
home,
I could never do that. Get, come home from work and then go to the gym.
Mate, I can't do it in the morning.
Yeah,
because I bloody love a sleep.
Yeah,
we've just
spoken about that, yeah.
So I like to get it out of the way and then know that I can relax.
Yeah, fair.
But
fair.
I do see your point. And I think you are right.
Well, we'll see. If you want to contest that point, please email us at thenerve@callstofaver.com. Fucking email us, for God's sake!
Do it!
Right, so the next one, I've got a couple more. I've got three more to do.
But Billy, just pour us a rum and coke, mate.
Do you want a rum and coke? Go on, Billy, lad. Go on, get that done. So we've got three more with 74 minutes takeaway. So we're about 70 minutes into the podcast. So do you want to do one more or do you want to do all three more?
Should we do one more?
Okay, do you want to...
And then we can do some next week.
Pick a number between one and three.
Three.
Okay, so the last one is that greetings cards suck.
Did you not like the card I got you?
No,
birthday?
It's not that. No, not at all. It's not. I just think that just
said you magnificent beast.
Oh, and the sentiment was delicious.
Yeah, you are a magnificent beast.
Thank you so much, mate. I just think currently is it now we're in this in 2021, and we've been talking about sustainability. Should we really be sending dead trees to people with words on it, or should we just give them a gift?
I mean,
sending people a text. You know, do you know what I mean?
I find it laborious getting someone a card.
Yes.
So often, I'll order something online for a present.
Yeah.
For example, you want a Doomsday t-shirt.
Yes.
Doomsday, fantastic brand.
Doomsday Co.
Go buy them. They run their own factory in the UK, I believe.
Yeah.
So they do it all themselves.
I love it.
Fucking really cool designs.
Yeah.
At us, Doomsday, if you're listening.
Please. Please sponsor us.
So I would just order them t-shirts. But then, unless I have an account with Moonpig, which we've already established.
You'd be doing it on the app.
I'd be on our sake because I'd forget the fucking password. Yeah. And fucking
you'd be on the app going, this isn't, head. You'd be on the browser going, this isn't the very intuitive website on my phone, is it? And I'd be like,
rather,
no, Will.
Well, rather than getting the Moonpig app.
Yeah, innit?
Imagine that. Fuck that. But then I go out and get the card. And it's a journey.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
Yeah.
To me, it's just so fucking pointless.
No one reads the
it's
cards.
It's nice to write nice things. But then why don't we all just say nice things to each other throughout the year?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do you have to wait for a special occasion to say, you're a fucking good bloke. I love you.
I love you, mate. And here's a card to see it.
And I enjoy the sentiment behind receiving a card, but it's almost, like I say, pointless.
If
wasteful.
If there's a bit of money in it, and the card is
just
technically
send me the fucking money.
Yeah, but
bank transfer me.
Yeah, But I get that. I get that then the card is then a vehicle to for the money, I suppose. I understand that a bit more. But then when it's just like a card for Christmas along with your present, just give me the present, write I love you on the fucking wrapping paper and I'll get fine in the bin. And that's fine. Like, I've known, I've picked that up. If somebody was to send me a card just out of the blue, just like randomly, just to say, hey man, thinking about you, love you, blah, blah, blah. Then I think that's lovely. Yeah, that's really, really nice. And I'd appreciate that. But
then what's the difference between that and a text?
I think it's just, I think the romantic side of it. Meeting up would be the ultimate thing. I think sending someone a text, and you can just, you know, happy, you know, that's easy.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody went out of their way to send me a card just to say thank you or just to say a nice thing, then that would carry the sentiment that would make that card worth it in my eyes.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I can't see another reason to have one. If you get me a present, I appreciate the fact that you've bought me a present.
Yeah.
If you say, hey, happy birthday, man, let me buy you a drink, I appreciate the fact that you've acknowledged it's my birthday and you're going to grab me a drink. Do you know what I mean? Like, that sort of stuff, I'm like, that's what I'd appreciate. Do you know what I mean? That's what I think.
No, 100%. But I think we could do without them.
Yeah, we don't need them, do we?
Personally.
Yeah. And it all just make them out of something else, do you know what I mean? Mm. Make them out of fucking, I don't know, something that's more
recycled
sustainable.
Plastic.
Yeah. That'd make them out of used needles or whatever else. I don't know what else we use
that's
needles for.
Frankenstein's monster. Yeah. Fucking old tires and Coca-Cola bottles.
It's a voodoo doll. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm the remains of 7 different types of plastic. I love you. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't look. In my head, there's just this fucking. There's this fucked up, like, half Coke bowl, half fucking half sole of a shoe, just fucking stapled together with hatred and fucking black magic.
I had to work really hard not spitting my drink out then.
Good. You're welcome.
That's fucking stupid. Anyway, mate, look, we've been here for a long time once again, and we should probably wrap up now, as always. Mate, thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you for another great Tuesday evening.
Thank you for another great Tuesday evening.
Thanks for all your help, Beardy.
Thanks, Beardy. You've been a top lad once again. See you, mate.
Goodbye. Thanks guys for listening to The Nerve with Ethan and myself. We'd really appreciate all the positive feedback we can get, so please subscribe and leave a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app if you can. And if you'd like to get in touch, please do, because we need the content. Email us at thenerve@calltothefaithful.com. You can also find us at Call to the Faithful on Instagram, at CTTF Band on Twitter. We love ya. Bye.